Aleishu Chelek Beis, Shin Tzadi Vav, the 8th chapter, Ha'achana LeKabbalah Satiro. Oylamenu Oylam Ho'arachim, this world is a world of values. We spoke about this in detail above in this volume, Daf Chaf Tes. Ein Lecha Davar Bo'ilam Shein Lo Erech, everything in the world has some value. Erech Hu'inyan Mugdar HaMizbateh B'mchiro Shel Davar. When we say value, it means something specific which is expressed by the object's price. Kol uman v'chol seicher mekabel kesef tmoras soesei. Every merchant, every craftsman receives money for his merchandise, and there's a certain value attached to it. Gam limlachtoi shel adam yesh erech, and of course it doesn't have to be a craftsman. A person's profession has a certain value. Hamisbatei basachar shemeshamim avura. It's expressed by the remuneration that a person gets, how much he charges for his tax consulting advice, etc. Bevadai gam leruchanius gedusha yesher. Certainly, ruchanius gedusha also has a value. Ach ev shal levatoi b'teshlum kaspi. The only difference being that one cannot express it through monetary remuneration. Bame misbatei erech shel davar shebikedusha. So then, what is the currency for davar shebikedusha? How does one express its value if it's not going to be through money? Answer: Bakavoid sheruchashim loy. Through the kavoid that one feels and expresses towards it. We explained this in detail above in the Ma'arachav Avodah Musaris, Perek Zayin. Sham lamadnu, we discussed kavod in detail. We learned ki inyan kavod hu yetzira shel hanaga mechubedes. We said that kavod is a creative activity. It's a creative display of a certain mode of behavior. Shekimat eina nitpeses b'chiyuvim yisurim. It almost can't be pinned down to obligations and prohibitions. One can't formalize it exactly. Nonetheless, the extreme importance of it is clear. For example, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin Daf Mem, the Gemara says a person who eats outside, is in the mall, is walking and eating. He's eating outside, is like a dog, and is disqualified for Eidus. He's not makpid on his own self-esteem, his own dignity. He's not transgressing any prohibition. He's eating something that's got the heksha of the badatz. There's no iser. He has no sensitivity of the soul. It's a psul. He's disqualified from testifying. Harei adinus nafshis yetzirs hanaga shel nichbados. You see over here that spiritual nobility, a certain sensitivity, creates a conduct, an actual physical conduct of nichbados. The person will not eat outside. Uma mekor adinus zois. What is the source of this nobility? Heveyemer yedias haadam shemekanen bekiboy tzelem elokim kadosh. It's the knowledge of the individual that inside of him there's a tzelem elokim. The Creator went to the trouble of blowing into him a living soul, intellect, with the objective being that the individual will come to know and revere HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to dominate the body, to rule over it. Is this knowledge, this recognition, it stimulates a certain ability, a certain sensitivity in the soul. Let's go a bit deeper. Chazal Imrim in Pirkei Avos, the 6th chapter, ki ha'isek b'tira harezi mis'ale. A person involved in tira goes up, ascends, is elevated. Shneimar, the Gemara, the Mishnah quotes a pasuk, u'mimatana nachali'el u'minachali'el b'mois. From matana, which is a reference to the Torah, nachaliel, nachaliel, b'mois, up, you go up. V'nichazei anan, let's see for ourselves. Mao mekoim ha'is'alus azeis. Where is this is'alus expressed? Ha'sechel mischaded, one's mind is sharpened. Yedi yisav mizrachavois, his knowledge expands. Achim eino mishtene kuloi b'chol hisnagu soi. If the person does not entirely change throughout his behavior, b'kvois terah, so as a result, a consequence of his terah, adayin eza is alus. That is not is alus. It's not an ascent. V'al kegoin ze kosav ha'chasid yaveitz. Regarding this type of situation, where the person has expanded his knowledge but not changed his conduct, Rav Yaakov Emden writes, shera'inu adam gadol b'tira, he says, he saw a person who was great in knowledge, Shebemes ein chacham. He can't be called a chacham ela yodea Torah. It's a knowledgeable individual. This is in Perushal Avos, Gimel Chaf Aleph, in his commentary to Pirkei Avos, Per Gimel Mishnah Chaf Aleph, be Mishnasim en yira en chokhmah, that Mishnah. Im kein, so we back to our question, ayem ekom ha'yis'alus ba'adam. Where do you see that a person is ascended? If it's not through the mere fact that he has knowledge and he can quote Gemara's left, right, and center. Hanir'e b'zeh b'zeh Hashem b'viru. What seems to me clearly to be the answer. Ki mekoim zeh hi adinus ha'nefesh. The answer as to where this yis'alus occurs is in the sensitivity that you're speaking about, this nobility of the soul. Im ha'isek b'tera mis'ale b'emes. If the person involved in Torah is truly ascending, kol hanhagasoi mevat'a adinus v'atzilus ruach. His behavior, his conduct, all of it, expresses a sensitivity and nobility. V'ze pashut. There's nothing complex over here. Ha'boyreis baruch hu dak al dak ad ein nivdak, as we say in the piyut before Musaf on Yom Tov. Yeah, we sing it. Dak al dak ad ein nivdak. He's subtle beyond subtlety. The whole concept of Torah, the whole of Torah is subtlety. It's not black and white. This is the Mishnah, of course, that describes certain sections of the Torah as mountains suspended from a hair's breadth, or mountains suspended on a hair. A person is truly close to the Creator in the Torah. He grows in that, he becomes more subtle in all Inyanim, v'yotzeres hanagash nechbedus. That transformation on the inside creates a conduct of outside, on the outside of nechbedus, is dignified. Mi she'ein lo adinus nefesh, a person does not have this, ein lo hakli shebo yochal lekabel amitus ha'Torah. He doesn't have the utensil, the wherewithal, to receive the truth of Torah. Hu mufka chas v'chelil me'aliyah. He is removed from ascent. He can be very knowledgeable. With this introduction, we approach the Gemara on Yevamoyis Dav Samech Beis. Amiru Chazal told us, 12,000 zugim talmidim ha'ilu l'Rabbi Akiva. He had 12,000 pairs of talmidim, migeves ad antifras, v'cholan meisu b'ferek echad. They all died in one period of time. Mipenei shelo nahagu kavod zeh lazeh. They did not treat one another with kavod. The world was desolate. Ad shebar Rabbi Akiva etzel Rabbi Sinu shebadarim, until he went south. Ushenaah lahem, and he taught those five talmidim. Vehem hemidu tira oisah shah. And they are the ones that then reestablished tira. Tana. Brisa says kulam meisu mipesach ve'ad atzeres. The Gemara or the Chazal went to the trouble of telling us that this tragedy occurred specifically between Pesach and Atzeres. It wasn't that they just died. It was a particular period of time. Author continues, Lefidarkeinu kan yeshnu malach bevanas davar nirazeh. According to our introduction on the previous page, we have a certain mahalach in understanding this awful event. Yeshiva shel 24,000 talmid necheva, a yeshiva of 24,000 talmidim, is destroyed. Mipenei shelo nahagu kavod zeh lazeh. Kavoid yamida shel adinus benefesh, as we said, kavoid is the midah of sensitivity, of nobility. Hamechubad mechabed gam achim. The one who has it inside of him expresses it towards others as well. Im ein adinus, if there's no sensitivity and nobility, ein gam aliyah shel emes, there's no true ascent. Katnus ayisa batalmidim ele. There was a small mindedness in these talmidim. Uve katnus nishiru, and they remained in the small mindedness. Even though they had the greatest Rebbe. Mishein boi adinus, a person without sensitivity inside, umahusoi katnus, his whole essence is small-mindedness, einu mesugal isalis batira, cannot grow in tira, gamim rabu yagadol shebagdolim, even if he has a tremendous Rebbe. Hari chaser lo hakli shalidoy misalim, it does not have the kli, that utensil, that vehicle through which one ascends. And this tragedy occurred specifically between Pesach and Shavuos. When Chazal went to the trouble of having a brisa that says this explicitly, they mean to hint that this was no coincidence. It was related to this period of time. The explanation of this point is as follows. We just spoke about this in the previous chapter, citing the Ramchal. That spiritual light that shone for Bnei Israel during Yetzias Mitzrayim, in that very year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Eis Matan Torah and at Matan Torah, Choizeres al Atzma Midei Shana B'Shana Kiyadu. It repeats, perhaps not the same intensity, but something of that light shines for us every year at that time. Kol Mashira Az Misarer Tamid Yishuv B'Eis Perizman. Whatever occurred then is again stimulated and awakened in this period of time. Pesach Shavuos. B'chatzos Laila Sheyetzias Mitzrayim. On that midnight of the first year of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Nisgala Hatzelem HaKadosh Shel Adam Yisrael B'chol Shuk U'Masei. What was revealed was that holy image of the Jew in its full stature. L'macharas Ne'elam Gilui. The next morning it disappeared, this Gilui. V'chazu L'katnus HaKodemes. They reverted to the previous smallness. But since the previous night they had already tasted this awesome greatness of the Tzelem HaKadosh in its perfection, they made an effort now through Avodah to earn it again. Harav Simcha Zissel Mikelm Nishmasedin, the Alter Mikelm writes, Kosav, in those subsequent days, every day they acquired one of the levels mentioned in Pirkei Avos in the sixth perek. On the 48th day, they concluded acquiring all 48 levels. On the 49th day, they, so to speak, revised all of them together. And through that, they earned once again that revelation within themselves of the Tzelem HaKadosh on the 50th day, as it was on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chach nigishu lekabalas satira. This is how they approached Kabbalah satira. Uvazen istalu oid betesefes ma'alat zuma. This is how they grew further, enormously. Seder zeh chuzer alatzmo midei shana b'shana. This order repeats itself every year. Hazeiche b'leil haseder leves atzmoi kilu hu yatza mimitzrayim. A person who earns this on Leila Seder, to see himself as coming out of Mitzrayim. He has something of the illumination that Klal Yisrael earned, or had rather, on the midnight of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Then it disappears. It dissipates. Those 7 weeks that follow Pesach, they're the time of Avodah, to once again reach that illumination. A person who makes an effort in his avoida through these 7 weeks earns it again as Shavuos is ushered in. In brackets, when the Alter Mikelm said what he said, there's no doubt that that was his own avoida during those weeks. All this applies to a Jew who has some sense of true greatness, tries to rise above his triviality. A person has no concept and no desire for gadlus. He just bespeaks small-mindedness. He is removed. He's just removed from this process of going towards Matan Torah. He's in great trouble. במובן זה, in this sense, הרי הזמן שבין פסח ועצרס הוא זמן של דין. The time between Pesach and Shavuos is a time of judgment, of din. מסאמצים, או לא מסאמצים להגיע לשיעור הקומה האמיתי של עם ישראל. Are you making an effort, or are you not making an effort to reach the true stature of a Jew? תלמידי רבי עקיבא לא נהגו כבוד לזה לזה, as חזל said, זהו הסימן המובהק לקטנוס, as we explained before. That's the ultimate symptom of smallness. Choser adinus v'choser chashivus. Lack of sensitivity, of nobility, lack of importance, of gravitas. Mi she'enu mechabed, a person doesn't mechabed others, mufkahu gam minichbodus. Because we said when a person is mechubad, he's mechabed others. It overflows. A person is not mechabed others, he is mufka from nichbodus v'chashivus el atzmo. He's removed from his own sense of importance, of gravitas, of nobility. This is what cut the judgment, that determined the judgment of all 24,000 Talmidim to die, specifically in this time when we are trying to, again, build up as we did in that first year. Adkan.